I was at Kensington Palace. It was then the London Museum. It was its sort of, it had been at Lancaster House before the war, which is where it was started. Now, somebody like Lord Leverhulme, one of those people that founded it, it was at Lancaster House. Then after the war, everything was put into store, I believe. And after the war, it was for some reason put into Kensington Palace, which is where I came across it. Well, I didn't come across it, but worked there. And Dr. Grimes was the boss. And therefore, I think he was so proud of finding this temple. I don't know that he actually physically found it, but he was in charge. I think he must have decided it'd be nice for the staff to go and see it, which we did.
On the Mithras site, Grimes had dug, and the only place he could dig to get a section across the Walbrook stream, because nobody had any idea how wide it was. It could have been hundreds of metres across, or it could have been just a few. One didn't know it was a river or a stream, but his trench was there to get the answer, and it did get the answer. And it just happened to coincide where the temple was. And so for him, as he later said, it was an incredible piece of luck. But it wasn't, the discovery wasn't planned, like my discovery of the Huggin Hill Baths wasn't planned. It just happened, and when you recognise it when it's there, and then you start dealing with it.
He expected it, I think, as he knew about Rome in London, but the fact that it had made him more well-known than he had been previously. He said, you know, to be known as a Romanist, he said, is not my thing. I'm a prehistory man.
Fellow student and I, we were asked, cajoled into going down to help Grimes survey a rath in Pembrokeshire. He kind of had interest in other sorts of archaeology in Wales. He was fairly Welsh in inclination. Got to know Grimes quite well, partly because for light relief, at times he got out of the way and actually came to talk to us.
But the great thing I remember from all that is how kindly and completely unput out they were that a schoolboy, I mean, I suppose I was 16, and they didn't mind. They gave one all the time in the world, really. I never had a sense of being felt, oh, you know, it's time now, I must go or something. And I knew Peter Grimes right through the time that he was director of the Institute of Archaeology, really virtually unto his death. So these were good friends made early. I was very lucky.
He was always turned out, as many people remember him. Whenever he came up to London, he always was the dandy that he's been described as, in a suit, often wearing a floral waistcoat, and always when he came out to London with a red carnation in his left lapel, always. It's a wonderful touch, in actual fact, that at his funeral in Swansea, the local archaeological society turned up, and they were all wearing red carnations. It's such a lovely touch.